There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he got to the pond where the caterpillar asked, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But yeah, anyway.
Alright, well, there it is.
The Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
The Fountain of Youth is located at the Pioneer Square Mall in Oregon.
Yeah, we just got it installed.
Shit's wild.
Right?
That's ridiculous.
I love it. I like watching.
How does it work?
Well, you just go to the fountain.
Uh-huh.
You think about what age you want to be.
Right.
Flip your little coin, make that wish, jump right on in.
Damn. That's it?
Right? Yeah. Pretty easy, right?
It's really simple. Who makes money off of this?
Honestly, I think the mall?
Okay. In this fountain, you've seen people jump in.
Oh, yeah. I love sitting here watching. Yeah. Plenty of people come here.
What's the strangest transformation that you've seen?
One time, I saw this 80-year-old woman jump into the fountain. Come out at, like, 44.
Wow.
Right? You'd think she'd want to be, like, 20-something.
I would think she'd want to be, like, 20-something. Yeah.
Like, why does she do that?
Yeah. What makes you think, like, oh, at 44, like, that was, like, the best version of myself? That's where I want to be.
Honestly, when I saw her jump in and come out at that age, I made up a little story for myself.
Okay.
I feel like she jumped in that fountain, came out 44, and maybe 44 was, like, the year she, like, got a divorce and realized that, like, she's free to do whatever she wants. Maybe it wasn't a good marriage, and she's thriving now.
Yeah.
And,
like Nicole Kidman.
Yes, Nicole Kidman. I love those pictures.
Those pictures are great. She looks so free.
I want to be like that.
I want to be like that. I want to feel that, like, in my head, like, when I see the photo of Nicole Kidman. Like, the way that people in church sing hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any other interesting transformations?
One time I saw this, like, 30-something-year-old man jump into the fountain, get stuck in there because he turned into a baby.
Oh my god, is he okay?
Yeah, no, he's fine, he didn't die or anything.
Okay.
Like, the police came, and honestly, right now he's probably in foster care or something, low-key,
You're gonna wish for a better life than you end up in foster care?
Yeah, that's...
Sucks for Brian.
Literally.
I don't know if that's his name.
I don't either.
How could I?
You know, he turned into a baby. Maybe they renamed him.
They're
gonna rename him. He doesn't even have the same name anymore.
Okay, if you turn into a baby, do you keep the same personality? Like just this is a nature versus nurture type thing.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it would have to be, like, based on how you're raised again at that point, if you're a baby.
Low-key, like, that is a very interesting psychological experiment. If, like...
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Like, they should find him and track him to see if he ended up, like, the same type of person.
You would think that the government would want to track that dude.
You think the government would be all over this fountain?
No, literally. You know, but we're in Oregon. What are you going to do?
Yeah, keep Oregon weird.
Keep Oregon weird.
They stole that from Austin.
Yes, I know, you've told me that.
Keep Austin weird.
Sorry, I live in Portland. I don't know what you're talking about.
have you ever considered jumping?
Briefly, but no.
But no.
I'm okay, no.
That was a really, like, no.
Yeah, I thought about it for a split second, and then, like, thinking about being any of those younger ages, I was like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. You thinking about it?
I'm considering it. I don't know how serious I'm considering it, but I'm considering it.
What age would you want to be?
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
I was one, a little surprised because I wasn't sure what age.
Two? No. Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Four, maybe. It was a maybe.
Four, what is that? You were pre-K?
Yeah. I had a little girlfriend in pre-K.
Oh my god. I don't remember her name, but I remember my
parents. I don't remember her name.
My parents talked about it.
And I had a best friend, Patrick.
I do know about Patrick.
Yeah, we were homies. That seems good. It was a good time, you know. Yeah. The relationship wasn't complicated. The friendship wasn't complicated. Yeah. You know, I got to take naps.
Just playing on the playground.
Yeah.
You got snack time.
Got snack time.
I love snack time.
So maybe four. But aside from that, fuck, I don't know. Eight through, like, 15 is a no.
Yeah, I know those years.
Hard no.
Yeah.
Very lonely.
Yeah, we weren't really, like, socialized those years as that well, because we only knew the same amount of people.
Right, you know, going to a private school, you just have X amount of people, and none of those, like, none of those kids were the same kind of weird that I was. Like, they were weird, but they weren't, like, you know, we're into the same things for the same reasons, and we have the same sense of humor. And
I feel exactly the same way about my grade.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, that friend group.
Right, you had your friends.
Yeah, I had my friends, but I, like, I don't know, maybe it was just because I was, like, younger, but, like, I always kind of felt like I didn't really, like, fit in with them as well as they fit in with each other, and that they were, like, closer friends than I was with them.
I wonder if they feel the same way now, where they were, like, we're just a bunch of people, like, we don't fit with each other, and we're trying our best, and everybody else is, like, I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Maybe. I really liked them, though. We don't, I don't,
nice honestly, people. I'm not going to be that close.
Really. Yeah, I only talked to one person from Catholic school, so.
And you're gonna,
well, close. Technically, two, because they're siblings.
Oh, right, Nick.
JJ and Nick, yeah.
And also, maybe 19 was fun for me. I like being 19.
Before your body started falling apart on you.
Yeah, yeah. Just terrible, terrible body pain.
Yeah.
But also, it was fun. You know, I'd gotten out of a relationship that I shouldn't have been, that I was in for too long. And then I was in a really fun relationship, and I was living by myself.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it was fun. I don't know that I would go back to that either. Mm-hmm. Because though it was fun, and I was really, really poor and struggling in a way that I'm still poor now, but I'm not struggling the same way.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing as much creatively.
Mm.
Like, I was avoiding that side of myself because I'm enjoying the fuck out of my life.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. And now I'm, like, at a point where I'm, like, focusing on it. And I'm making a lot of stuff. And I'm at the most productive creatively I've ever been.
Mm. Are you enjoying that?
Oh, no. Enjoy is a big word. Mm. I think I like that I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate writing. I love having written, and I think that's how I feel with, like, having this body of work. That I'm not sure that I'm having fun while I'm doing it, but I do feel like a sort of fullness.
Mm.
You know, like, I feel satisfied, and like as though it feels purposeful, and I get to express myself in a way that I wouldn't if I was just having a grand old time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't know. Enjoy. I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. I'm enjoying it here.
Oh, yeah, I feel like you've really made a home for yourself here, though. Like, that's one thing I do feel like I'm lacking. I don't feel like I have a home.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I come visit you, I feel like you have a home and you're inviting me in.
Yeah, and I am. I love having you guys here. Like, this has been great.
So, yeah, I love spending time with you.
Yeah, no, I... Honestly, moving here was probably, like, the best thing that I could have done for my mental health. Even though I have... still gonna struggle with my mental health.
Well, but, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, but, like, I just feel like... I love my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel cared for, and I care for them, and I try to make sure that, like, they feel cared for. I have my beautiful little baby cat, Raisin. Little loosely. Little is very loose.
The cat.
Yeah. And you know, I know you hate the rain.
I don't hate the rain.
Okay, you don't like it. You don't like wet.
You know what's funny? I don't mind the rain in the air. I don't like the floor being wet.
What do you expect from rain?
I know, the rain in the air, no, it's the puddles.
I love the puddles.
My socks have gotten wet twice, literally, and it hasn't even rained that much.
Me and my roommate like to go to puddles when we have our boots on, and we just do little tippy taps with our toes, and we're just, and you just hear the puddle going with our, from our feet.
So like puddles. And I don't like the things being wet. I don't mind me being wet.
Honestly, I don't like the, I don't like when the benches are wet. That's my only thing. I like to sit down.
Sit. And then I have to. Oh, I gotta make sure I'm bringing a book. I gotta cover it.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably one of the worst parts for me.
And I don't mind it when it's like a couple times. It's been the whole time we've been here.
Yeah, I told you, you missed the sun by a week.
A day or two's not bad. I don't mind that. Good job, Rain.
Yeah, no, but I'm loving it here.
I'm glad you are.
I am. I really feel like I found people in my life that like, yeah. I love it here. I hope you find that too.
I worry that I won't ever find a home where it's just like, I have to be in Los Angeles if I want to make movies, right? Yeah. And at a certain point, I guess I'm allowed to move, but where would I go? And right now, it doesn't feel like home. Right now, it feels like I have to do this because I have to do this.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a place where I'm like, that feels like home. My mom's house doesn't feel like home. My apartment doesn't feel like home. I'm worried that nothing ever will.
Sorry.
What are you gonna do?
What is that noise?
We were being really serious, and then you felt sad for me, and then I went.
Okay.
Like the penguin.
Which weirdly that reminds me. I've been looking up a lot about autism.
Do you think I'm autistic?
Well, I think that I might be autistic. Which I mean, autism could be genetic, so you could be autistic. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think that I might be. But that reminded me that I was going to tell you about that.
I think that you're not the first person to suggest that the entire family might be autistic.
Probably not. We're a very weird family.
Arguably?
I love it.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's a pregnant lady going to the fountain.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What happened to the baby, Jonathan?
Oh my God.
What happened to the baby?
Oh, okay. Shit, she's holding it. Oh. She turned around. She's holding it. She's holding it.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. I forgot you can age up. She probably just wanted to skip the childbirth.
That's like, so fucking.
Oh.
That was so scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dude. No, I am so sorry. I forgot.
Oh.
It's only been a week since they put it
oh,
in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I really thought she aborted her baby. I thought she found him aborted her baby.
Yeah, that honestly, I'm surprised more people don't do that.
I think maybe we shouldn't keep this fountain. Hey, I have an idea. Yeah. Let's go get canes.
Oh yeah, let's go downstairs.
Let's go do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the curtain falls on John John's adventures.
See you next week.